orbit of electrons. Not only your physical bodies, but your mental, emotional, and etheric bodies are made up of thousands of atoms. Each atom consists of a central core of fire around which a series of electrons move in ordered precision as the planets move around the sun. The electrons spin in their orbit even as the Earth turns on her axis in the 24-hour period. The speed with which the electrons move in the precession around the flame in the center of the atom and the speed at which they turn in their orbits determine the rate of vibratory action of your vehicles. The mind of God determines the time and the speed with which the planets circle around the sun, and the Earth has obeyed that law, remaining in its orbit and completing its evolution every 24 hours within that orbit, as well as its circle around the sun, in which has been chronicled as your present one-year period. Within the life streams of the children of Earth, there was likewise set a perfect pattern for the electrons moving in each atom, and combined with all the atoms in the seven bodies. It made an ordered universe and a harmonious vibratory tone and color. The natural rate of vibration and the seven bodies of each life stream was placed at such a rapid rate that imperfection, disease, limitation, and disharmony of any kind could no more attach themselves to these rapidly moving bodies than could a cloud of smoke enter into and become a part of the physical sun. When the vibratory action of the bodies of man began to vibrate more slowly than their natural state, they had no longer the repelling force in form of a pillar of light which their own rapidly moving energy provided. When men lowered the caliber of their thought and feeling worlds, it lowered the vibratory action of the four lower bodies until they became so slow in their movements that every destructive rate of vibration generated by their fellow men could easily flow into and become one with them, because there was no rapid circulation of the electronic light to repel and deflect their intrusion. That is why the more distressed and discouraged an individual becomes, the more he is slowing down the vibratory action of his system, and the more he is drawing into himself the accumulation which vibrates at the slower rate. There is only one way for mankind to come back to a state of immunity, which was symbolized as the Garden of Eden. That way is to consciously draw the light into the four lower bodies. That light will act as an electric charge as it flows into each electron, causing it to spin more rapidly in its orbit, gradually accelerating the vibratory rate of the four lower bodies. This action, if sustained by conscious effort, will bring the life stream to a state wherein discord and imperfection will no longer register. The student body is like a foolish pilot who sits in the cockpit of a most modern airplane and weeps copiously because the large contraption will not rise into the air, but yet he will not turn the lever which sets the propeller into motion. Unless he will draw the electric force into the great motor, he will sit there forever. Beloved children, you have the way and the means to rise out of the discord of earth. Why sit ye weeping in your limitations, when through the use of God's limitless light, you may rise up and be free? You have faith that by putting your foot on the starter of your car, you will start the engine running. Why not have faith in the threefold flame in your hearts to raise your consciousness above the discord of earth?